on. It just like, it's, I, you know, it takes time. It takes time. It's the same thing with like TV, where it's like people will tell me to watch a show and then I like, oh, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. And I like, I'll eventually get to it, but I have to be like in the mood for it, if that makes sense. Like for months and months and months and months, my dad's like, you need to watch The X-Files. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I'll watch it. And then finally over reading week, I've like done a deep dive into The X-Files, and like I've binge watched it, and I'm like obsessed with it now, and I feel like it's gonna be the same level of like obsession that I have with Twin Peaks, but for The X-Files. Like, I'm getting a little scared, but it's okay. I think it's gonna be so awesome and so fun. I also like got the pilot and the second episode on VHS from the thrift store before I watched the show, and then I was like, okay, like I can't have the VHS of the show and not have watched the show. That's so like performative and like silly. So I feel like my ego also made me need to watch it, and I was like, I get it now. Like I'm into it. Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop talking about the shows I watch and let you guys listen to the music. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hey, it's Max from Arkells, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was The Girl by City in Color, and then before that, it was The Magician by Andy Schaaf. I think that's how you say it. Yeah, that's how I was saying it earlier. I struggle with names sometimes. Like, I promise I'm, like, well-read and can read, but I don't know. I've told this story so many times, but, like, whenever I play The City in Color, I have to be, like, tell this story and relive my embarrassment. When I was in grade 12, I, like, started sitting. So, like, grade 12, when you talk about it like this, like, I started sitting with, like, a new group of people, and, like, my friends, we were all sort of, like, becoming this, like, bigger group. And somebody was talking about The City in Color, and I was like, guys, do you know why he's called The City in Color? And my friend James goes, yeah, because his name's Dallas Green. And I was like, the wind underneath my wings was, like, ripped away. I was, like, so upset. Well, not actually upset, but I was like, oh, so, like, my need to impress people has now been taken away because you were, like, you beat me to it. So, James, if you're listening, just know, you're on my hit list. I'm kidding. Anyways, what I have up next is 555 by Soren, followed by Watch You Walk Away by Sunflower Bean. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy.
Situation, you're calling me back out of nowhere. Where you should've seen the perfect situation. Your body on mine is all over with sharing. So can I steal a kiss or borrow it? I'm trying to find ways to get your time. But do I say it? Do I bottle it? Do I get a chance to make you mine? The minute you hopped in the cab with me, I should've known you didn't have a place to be. Yeah, the minute you sat right next to me, I should've let the signs could've made a scene. Cause it's 5-5-5 and you're here with me. Your lips and your smile get the best of me. Laying side by side on the leather back seat, head in the clouds and you're looking at me. It's kind of bittersweet. Situation, you're calling me back out of nowhere. We usually sin in the perfect situation. Your body on my hands, all over the chair. So can I steal a kiss or borrow it? I'm trying to find ways to get your time. Do I say it? Do I buy it? Do I get a chance to make you mine? The minute you hopped in the cab with me, I should've known you didn't have a place to be. Yeah, the minute you sat right next to me, I should've let the signs could've made a scene. Cause it's 5-5-5 and you're here with me. Your lips and your
Welcome back to the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Watch You Walk Away by Sunflower Bean. And then before that, it was 555 by Soren. I think it's three fives. I think I said that five. I might have gotten lost and just kept saying five. Watch me like say it like 5-10 times. What I have up next is Money City Maniacs by Sloan, followed by In the Sink by Plumtree. I got back to Kingston yesterday, and because I'm from like Oakville, so like GTA area, it's either like my parents drive me, I take the train, or I somehow get a ride with my friends. So I got a ride with my friends, but it meant I had to drive up to Orangeville, and then we all drove to Kingston from there. But on the way to Orangeville, both my parents drove me, and I was like joking with them. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like go into the studio and record for Indie Wake Up Call, and I'm just gonna like do a cappella versions of each of the songs. It's like I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna play, I don't know, You Learn by Alanis Morissette, and it's just gonna be me doing a cappella of the entire song for 2 hours and just see what happened and see if anyone would say anything. And I thought it would be so fun and so lit. Obviously, I'm not going to do that ever. That's crazy. But I like to imagine like little scenarios like that. There was another one where I was like, imagine if I like came in with a completely different voice somehow. Like I have this like voice changer thing that I got from Spirit Halloween. And I was like, imagine if I recorded an entire episode and it was a different voice. And it was like a robot voice. I think that'd be so fun. But also like, people would probably hate that, and that's like evil, and I don't want to be evil. Anyway, I'm gonna stop doing my little talking about my fantasies and that I wish I could do. No, I'm kidding, I don't wish, but and let you guys listen to the music. I've talked a lot, so I hope you guys enjoy Sloan. I think they're coming to the ale house soon. I think they're coming in concert. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. So go check that out. Anyways, I'm done. I'll play the music. Enjoy.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear...
Panda, say I love you.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got free tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
This is Liquid, ring a ding a ding. I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. Time.
I'm alive.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. I told the wrong fool, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
Girls on the bus kept on laughing at us.
again. Flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right. But we did nothing. Absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money. See them all bitching by the bar about the fine line between the rich and the poor. They might turn to me and say, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Brandman 3000 with Drinking in L.A. And then before that, it was In the Sink by Plumtree and Money City Maniac. Whoa. Money City Maniacs. Say that 10 times fast by Sloan. What I have up next is Screwed It Up by Limb Lifter and You Learn by Alanis Morissette. I love Alanis Morissette so much. My sister, when I was home over reading week, I haven't gotten into it yet. Although it's the same sort of scenario as Girls, where my friend Erin is like, you need to watch Girls, you need to watch Sex and the City. And I just like, again, I was saying this earlier, like when people tell me to watch shows, I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it until like I feel in my heart of hearts that I need to watch it. So don't ever give me recommendations for movies or TV shows because I won't watch it until I want to watch it. But my sister was watching Sex and the City and there was this episode and I don't know, I was like hanging out in the living room and it was on the TV and Alanis Morissette was in it and I was like watching, I'm like, huh, she looks really familiar, and I was like, is that Alanis Morissette? Yeah, it was Alanis Morissette in Sex and the City, which is crazy. I love finding like, oh, I know who that is in different shows, because to me it's so like you stay in your lane, you know. Again, I was watching The X-Files and I'm about to like out myself as a total nerd by saying this. I was watching one of the episodes and there was an actor from Supernatural in it, and he was like, it was like obviously 10-15 years before and he looks so much younger, and I was like, that's literally Crowley from Supernatural, because I have seen all 15 seasons and all episodes of all 15 seasons and watched till the end of Supernatural, so I recognize his face for sure. Which, you know, I feel like by saying I watched all of Supernatural, you guys can like point and be like, oh my god, whatever, like nerd. But I did commit. I did it all. I watched it all. I would watch it with my dad and we watched the entire show. My friend Emma from home, she watched the first like 10 seasons and never finished it, which to me it's like you have to finish it. You can't like start a show and then not finish it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, because I've already like, when you've committed that much to watch all the seasons, like you need to watch it all. She also has all the seasons on like DVD but still hasn't watched all the seasons, and I'm like, girl, please, like you need to lock in. So if you haven't watched all of a show, don't talk to me. I'm kidding. Anyway, I'm going to stop exposing myself as like a complete and utter nerd and just play the music. Like I said earlier, it is Screwed It Up by Limb Lifter, followed by You Learn by Alanis Morissette. I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. If you are just tuning in, what I just had was Numb by Holly McNarland. Before that, it was You Learn by Alanis Morissette, and then Limb Lifter by Screwed It Up. I have one song left for today. It's super long, but it's been on my like October sort of rotation, so I had to include it. And it is King Crimson with the Court of the Crimson King. I just sort of got into King Crimson. My friend had it on her like fall sort of playlist. And then I started listening, of course, because I need new music always. And so it's been on my rotation. It's like 9 minutes long. So this is the last you're going to hear of me today. If you want to hear more of my lovely voice, tune in Wednesday, 4 p.m. for I'll Try Anything Once, or I'll be back next Monday for Indie Wake Up Call at 8 a.m. Enjoy King Crimson and the rest of your week.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Thank you.
Soft gray mornings, widows cry, the wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. Smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson king.